Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am joined once again by Perry Public Library Children's Librarian Suzanne Kestel. We are continuing our conversation about events coming up in September. This is part two of a two-part interview. All right, now we've covered the first half of the month pretty effectively, but still more coming up in the second half, starting on the 17th with the next book club meeting.
Yes, this is the one that Mary is in charge of, and Tuesday, September 17th at 1 o'clock in the Clarion Room at the Security Bank Building, they will be talking about this same book, Creating the Black Utopia of Buxton, Iowa. So they thought, you know, they just tie it in with that. And so if you aren't able to go to the one at the Methodist Church at Woodward, then feel free to come to this one on the 17th.
All right. Now, starting that same day, you have a class starting that's going to be an ongoing class that is actually something that I think a lot of people, especially in Perry, are going to be interested in. What can you tell me about this one?
Well, this is full already.
It's already full.
Yes. So. What it is a beginning Spanish class. It's going to be offered on Tuesday nights at 6:30. And since it's been so popular and so full already, I'm sure that we will offer it, you know, either next year or additionally, because we are still getting calls about it, even though it is full. So yes, there is definitely a need for this.
All right. So I guess people need to stay tuned for more information.
Yes.
All right. A couple days after that, the library is actually going to be closed because you guys are going to be doing some training. What can you tell me about this?
The library will be closed from 10 to 3 on September 19th. That's a Thursday. And we'll reopen at 3:30. We've gotten a new computer system and, you know, we know the basics and how to help our customers, but there's things that we still additionally need to learn how to do as far as digging deeper and being able to help our patrons the best way we can. So we will actually have somebody come and help us with those kind of things or questions that we have come across through having our new computer. So we're just going to try and get better.
All right. So that's the 19th and just the middle of the day, basically.
10 to 3. Yeah.
All right. So the next upcoming event that you have after that is a program called Remembering the Apron. Now, I'm unfamiliar with what this refers to, so take us through what this is all about.
Well, this is a fun and nostalgic event. Our guest speaker will be Sheila Craig, and it's being held on September 23rd. And Remembering the Apron, well, she's a retired extension educator and a grandmother, and so she's been sharing her knowledge and love of the apron for nearly 15 years. And she will talk about fabrics, trims, styles, as well as how aprons were used in the past. And she actually has about 100 specimens that she will be sharing. And this is a free program for men and women alike, and everyone's invited to attend this program. And I know that I don't wear an apron like, you know, our mothers and grandmothers used to. And so it is kind of nostalgic, and we have fond memories of aprons, and maybe this will help bring them back.
I should wear an apron because I'm a pretty messy cooker.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Now let's keep things moving here. The day after that, see, like I said, lots and lots going on in September. Yes. It's kind of amazing that you're able to fit all this in one month. You have a program that has been offered in the past months as well. That is the Medicare Basics Seminar. What can you tell me about this one?
Yes, this is conducted by the licensed insurance agents, Aaron Thacker and Allie Chambers. And on Tuesday, September 24th at 6 o'clock, they will be having the Medicare Basics. This is free and open to the public, and it provides an overview of Medicare, what it does and doesn't cover, information on supplements, Advantage plans, as well as advice on how to protect your savings from out-of-pocket expenses. So if you're getting close to being retirement age, 65, 66, you know, it might be helpful to you to plan this seminar. And registration is required for that because they only want so many people so that they can work more one-on-one with people.
All right. So just a few more things to talk about here today, specifically for you, because you have some upcoming kids programs that we haven't already talked about, and they sound pretty exciting. I particularly would be interested in the Lego Club if I were a kid.
Yes, that is new. We're going to hold that the first Wednesday of every month at 3:30. And what I kind of decided to do is I have some topics, and somebody will draw out a topic, and so the children will design whatever it is, whether it's a bridge, fridge or a house or a computer or a bug or whatever. And then the last half of the class will be free play, and they're just able to play with the Legos and build whatever they want. So that's at 3:30. There's no registration, and this is for first through fifth graders. So if the boys and girls enjoy Legos and want to come, they are welcome to the first Wednesday of every month.
All right. Then you also have a couple more kids' programs that aren't maybe as detailed as the ones that we've talked about, but still important and fun for kids to take part in.
These kind of run through the school year. So I just want to put a plug in for these again. Of course, we have the after-school snack. Every day after school, children are welcome to come to a free snack, and you don't have to sign up, just whoever happens to be in the library at the time. It's at 3:30, most of the time 2:30 on Wednesday because of early out, but you're welcome to come and have a snack. And then the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, that is actually all year long, and that's a national program that it's just encouraging parents to read 1,000 books before their children enter kindergarten. And we have them write down the title, and with little ones, lots of times you read the same book several times, so we just put ditto marks there. And they get a sticker for every 100, and so many through that you receive a free book, and you get to put your name up on the bulletin board. Then in April, we have our little graduation, and we have little caps and gowns for the kids, and they get a little book bag with books in it, and it's a nice little ceremony. So I always encourage parents with little ones to come in and sign up for that. Because, you know, it could take a year, year and a half, 2 years to get through 1,000 books, depending on how many you read an evening. And then the other thing is Journeys into Reading. This is where you read 15 minutes a day, 5 out of the 7 days every week. And I give you a calendar. So right now I've got September calendars available, and you get stars. And so when you read 5 out of 7 days, you put a star down on the day. And then I just count up that you've read the right amount of days, and you receive a free book. So most of the classes are encouraging their children to read, you know, in the evening anyway. So this way you can get a free book out of it.
All right. Perry Public Library Children's Librarian Suzanne Kessel, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today? We went over a lot, but anything else?
No, but if you have any questions on any of these programs, feel free to call the library 465-3569, and we'll be glad to tell you about, because yes, there are a lot of programs going on in the next month or two.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Suzanne Kessel. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.